Congress Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. It does grown-ups no end of good to go back now and then to a time when the world was younger. And the first thing they'll meet on that return trip will always be a typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich. The scene opens on the Aldrich front lawn.
Homer, did you look around and back for
it? Yes, sure. I looked every place. And there isn't a sign of either yours or mine.
Oh, boy. Let's look him back again.
But, Henry, I remember distinctly we left them both right there by that tree.
Sure, that's why they can't be very far away, Homer. After all, we just went down to the corner store for 10 minutes.
Henry, look. Isn't that Mary coming down the street?
Yeah, sure. But don't say anything to her about our losing them, Homer. She'll only go running around telling all my parents.
You don't have to worry, Henry. Boy, if my father finds out I've lost mine...
Henry!
Yes, Mary?
Did father see you?
Me? Was he looking for me?
Yes, Henry. As I was starting over to Kathleen's a little while ago, he and Homer's father were looking all over for you.
They were, Mary.
Henry, what are you looking under the front porch for?
Nothing, Mary. Nothing. You just go along inside. I want to make sure of something.
Henry, we would have remembered if we put them there.
Homer, did Mary say both our fathers were looking for us?
Sure she did. Oh, boy. I never felt so sick in my life.
No, Mother, I haven't forgotten. Only first, have you seen my...
Have I seen what?
Nothing. Just forget the whole thing. There isn't anything to get upset about, I don't think.
How are you coming, Sam?
Fine. This bicycle of Henry's runs just as smooth as a top.
Homer's isn't so bad either. Glad you suggested we take them.
Let's turn down this road here, Will. We can leave our bikes at the edge of the woods and walk through to the lake.
All right, sir.
You know, this is going to be exactly what we need, getting away and going fishing like this, Will. I just hope the boys weren't planning to use their bicycles today.
They won't use them. They won't even miss them. I've told Homer over and over again. He doesn't appreciate the things I give him.
Well, Henry will certainly find that note I left for him.
Where did you leave the note?
I tied it to the garden rake. He was going to clean up the backyard first thing this morning, so he'll be sure and see it.
Hey, Sam, look, no hands.
Yeah? That's nothing, Will. Watch me put my feet up on the handlebars.
Oh, boy, Henry, what are we going to do?
Now stop and think once more, Homer. Where do you remember seeing our bicycles the last time you saw them?
I told you, Henry, they were leaning against that tree.
Oh, boy. And you know what my father said he was going to do to me if I ever lost my bicycle?
Oh, I know what my father said he'd do. He'd send me away to boarding school.
He would?
When you phoned the police, what did they say?
They said they'd send out a report, but we shouldn't plan on ever seeing them again.
You know what I think we ought to do, Henry? Go up and down the streets of this town and keep our eyes open. Boy, anybody that would play a dirty trick like stealing a couple of guys' bicycles.
That's what I say. And boy, will we lay into them.
Henry!
Yes, Mary?
Henry, it's any of my business, but I think I ought to tell you something. Mother is just terribly upset.
Oh, you mean she knows Mary?
Yes, Henry, of course she knows.
Who told her?
Homer, nobody had to. All she had to do was look out in the backyard.
You mean they're out there?
What's out there? Homer, don't you realize that you're hanging around here like this is just keeping Henry from raking up the backyard?
Oh. Gee whiz, Mary. Why didn't you tell me it was the backyard she saw when she looked out the window? Oh, hey, Homer, look, come on.
Where?
Henry, where are you going? You haven't been anywhere near that rake all morning.
Mary, I can't stop to fool around with that rake now.
Henry, what are we running for?
Don't you see that guy on the bicycle down there in the next block?
Is it mine?
No, it's mine. Can't you see it's black? I can tell from here it's mine.
Well, hurry up. Let's close in on him.
Hey, you! You and that bicycle! Stop!
Gee whiz, Henry, it's Charlie Clark.
Hey, Charlie, who told you you could take my bicycle?
You know what we ought to do to him, Henry?
I'll say, hey, Charlie!
Hello?
Hello. Mrs. Aldrich? This is Mrs. Clark.
Who?
Mrs. Aldridge, I think you should know that Henry deliberately pulled Charlie off his bicycle while Charlie was minding his own
Mrs. Clark.
Can't you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're talking so fast I can't entirely understand you.
Your son, Mrs. Aldrich, jumped to the wrong conclusion. He jumped at an entirely wrong conclusion and accused my boy Charlie of stealing his bicycle.
Henry did?
Henry and Homer. They both jumped on him.
Well, my goodness, Mrs. Clark, I don't see how they could possibly have done that. Henry and Homer are upstairs right this minute.
They're there at your house?
They're upstairs washing. They've been working around the house all morning.
But that's utterly impossible. Charlie came in here less than 2 minutes ago, and his pants are torn.
Well, Mrs. Clark, I don't see what that proves.
Mrs. Aldrich.
Homer, is that you?
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich. Do you know where I can find the iodine for Henry?
Homer, I knew all the time you were here at the house.
What's that?
Dear, I want you to come here to the phone and talk to Mrs. Clark.
Oh, listen, Mrs. Aldrich, I...
Homer, all I want you to do is speak to her and show her you're here.
Now?
Yes, dear. Please take the receiver.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Mrs. Clark. Goodbye. Here, Mrs. Aldrich.
Thank you, Homer. Now, what was it you came downstairs to get?
Oh, why, nothing, Mrs. Aldrich. I don't think Henry would want to bother you. We can locate it ourselves.
All right.
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich. Are you still there?
Hello, Mrs. Clark. I certainly am.
Well, who was that I just spoke to?
That was Homer Brown, and it might interest you to know that Henry is right upstairs with him. And in the future, it seems to me that Charlie should be a little more careful himself about jumping at conclusions.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, Charlie said that Henry said that Charlie took his bicycle.
That's just what I mean, Mrs. Clark. You can see for yourself how ridiculous it sounds. Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Mrs. Clark is on the phone, and I want to ask you something.
I don't think I can talk to her now, Mother.
Dear, all I want to know is, didn't I see your bicycle out there on the lawn under the tree this morning?
Why, yes.
And did Charlie Clark take it at any time?
No. No, he didn't take it. Charlie has his own bicycle.
Mrs. Clark? Hello?
Hello?
Mrs. Clark, if you tell Charlie to please go back and look very closely, he'll see that he has his own bicycle and not Henry's.
Yes, of course he has.
Then I don't see what the fuss is all about. And, Mrs. Clark, I'm terribly sorry, but I have a pie in the oven.
Me to help you carry your line and tackle, Will?
No, thanks, Sam. I can carry it all right.
Because if you're having any trouble, I'd be glad to at least carry that fish.
No, thanks. About how much farther do you think it is out to where we left our bicycle?
Oh, not too far, Will.
Ah, did you ever feel better in your life, Sam?
No, sir. It's been a good day, good fishing, and good everything.
Here's the road, Sam.
No? Huh? Already?
Now then, under which bush... Under which bush?
What's that? Will, what are you stopping here for?
This is where we left our bicycle.
Well, where are they?
That's what I want to know. I put Homer's right here, and you left Henry's right... Well, that's strange.
Are you sure this is the place?
Of course it is, Sam. Somebody stole them.
No, they didn't. We're just a little mixed up. All we have to do, Will, is look around until we find them. I'm perfectly willing to have a talk with him, Lil, but why don't you just let the whole thing drop?
Ed, Charlie Clark is your boy, just as much as he is mine. And I've never, never been so embarrassed as when I phoned Mrs. Aldrich.
What did you say to her?
Well, at first, I tore right into her. And even when she said Henry was right there at the house and hadn't even seen Charlie, I practically insinuated she was lying to me.
Yes? Well, whatever made Charlie cook up a story like that?
I don't know, dear. But I suppose he was afraid to come home with his pants torn, and Henry was the first person he thought of. The Aldridges are really nice people, and I think Charlie ought to be punished.
All right, I'll tell him he has to go to bed for the rest of the day.
The only thing is, he promised to take some girl to the movies this afternoon.
All right, I'll let him go over and tell her he can't take her. But we're going to teach Charlie to be a gentleman if it's the last thing we do. Hello? Hello? Hello, is this Aldrich?
Yes, this is Mrs. Aldrich speaking.
Well, this is police headquarters. I'm calling about that bicycle that's missing.
My goodness, the bicycle?
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's the way things stand, lady.
But just a minute. We don't have any bicycle missing.
You don't what?
I'm sorry, but the whole thing is an absurd mistake.
A mistake? Oh, no. I've got a report here under the name of Aldrich. Two bicycles stolen.
But that just goes to show how wrong it is. In the first place, Henry doesn't own two bicycles. He's never owned more than one.
Yeah? Well, how would you account for a mistake like that?
I have no idea, only I do hope that sooner or later we can get this whole thing straightened out.
Well, we'll take care of it, lady. Don't worry. Goodbye.
Hey, Captain.
I have a talk with you?
You can. Only first, didn't we get a report a little while ago that a state trooper picked up a couple of bicycles out on the edge of the woods near the big lake?
Did we? I didn't know.
Sure we did. I thought they answered the description of two bicycles lost by Aldrich.
Well, Captain, it's the Aldrich bicycles that I wanted to talk to you about. I think I just picked one of them up.
Where is it?
In the next room. Come in here, Sonny.
What is it you want?
Tell the captain here what it is you say your name is.
It's Charlie Clark, but this isn't Henry Aldrich's bicycle. It's my own.
What were you doing with it?
Nothing. I was going over to tell my girl I can't take her to the movies because I'm not a gentleman.
Okay, then take your bicycle and go tell her. Now then, what are we going to do with those other two bicycles?
Do you see anything of them, Will?
No, Sam. If you ask me, those bicycles have been stolen and we're lost.
No, we're not. That's south, right over there.
No, it isn't. South is this way.
Which way?
Where I'm pointing with this fish.
Will, I still don't understand why you didn't wrap that fish while we still had some paper.
I hated to cover it up, Sam. It was such a nice color.
How about the boy's bicycles, Will? Suppose we don't find them. I mean, what are we going to tell Henry and Homer?
That's what I've been wondering, Sam. If we don't find those bicycles, I'm not going home, even if we find our way out of here.
Don't you think that's a good idea, Homer? I mean, going down here to this bicycle shop and asking whether anybody tried to sell them two bicycles today?
Sure, Henry, I agree with you. Only don't you realize when somebody tries to sell a bicycle they've stolen, they usually... Hey, Henry, look in back of us.
Who's coming?
It's our fathers. It's our fathers. What are we going to tell them, Henry, if they ask us where our bikes are?
Do they see us?
I don't think so. They stop. And they're looking in the store window.
Oh, boy. Let's duck in this alley here.
Look out, Henry. Let me in first.
Well, gee whiz, you don't have to shove me against this brick wall.
Come on, and stop pushing me.
Well, run.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's all right, Sam. The boys are gone. Do you think they saw us?
No.
You know, Will, we've walked 15 miles. We've walked afoot.
Do you know why I think no one would give us a ride, Sam? Because of this fish I'm carrying.
I told you should have left it back there, but no, you were so anxious to have everybody see it.
I didn't know I was going to have to carry it all day, though.
Wait a second.
What do you see?
Isn't this a bicycle shop we're going right by here? What do you say we step in and see whether they don't have some used ones for sale?
That's an idea. And while you're doing that, I'll go down to the office and phone my brother-in-law and see whether he'd be willing to sell his daughter's bicycle.
You think he might?
Well, you can't tell. It's a girl's bicycle. But if Homer says anything, I'll just ask him whether he doesn't know there's a war on. And here, Sam.
What is it?
Take this fish.
Oh, no, Will. Oh, no. You caught it. You keep it.
Now, Sam, I have to go way up to the office. Here.
Will, I don't want it.
Give it to Henry. He's going to be feeling pretty bad.
I know, but... Will!
Is there something I can do for you, Mr. Aldrich?
Hello there, Mr. Sparrow. I'm in sort of a jam, and I wondered whether you could help me out.
Oh, you want something to wrap that fish in?
Not exactly. What I want is... Do you have any used bicycles?
I wish I did have.
None? Well, I'm really in a... I took Henry's bicycle fishing and... Now, wait a minute.
What did you see?
You see that boy riding by outside there? Isn't that Charlie Clark?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he may have a bicycle exactly like Henry's, but I'm pretty sure... I could swear... I'll be right back, Mr. Sparrow. Oh, Charlie Clark!
What do you want, Mr. Aldrich?
Would you mind getting off that bicycle for a minute?
This isn't Henry's bicycle.
No? How'd you know I was going to ask you that?
Now listen, Mr. Aldrich, you let go of me.
Then get off. Get off that bicycle.
Now listen, Mr. Aldrich.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Thank you.
getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry and Homer, not knowing that their fathers had borrowed their bicycles to go on a fishing trip, think that they have been stolen and have reported it to the police. Their fathers, on the other hand, not knowing that the police have found the bicycles out by the lake, are afraid to tell the boys that they apparently have been stolen. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Sam! Sam!
Yes, Olive?
You're wanted on the telephone right away.
Yes? Who is it?
It's Mr. Clark, dear. He's very much upset about something.
Mr. Clark? You tell Mr. Clark I don't care to speak to him.
Now, dear, I can't tell him anything like that. He's angry enough as it is.
Well, tell him I'm busy right now. I don't have to talk to him if I don't want to.
Sam, are you handling some kind of a lawsuit for him?
A lawsuit? He's talking about a lawsuit?
That's what it sounded like. When he gets excited, he talks even faster than Mrs. Clark.
Well, if he's going to take that attitude, I'm not going to talk to him at all. Where's the iodine?
Iodine? What is it you want iodine for?
Nothing. Just forget it.
Well, my goodness. Hello, Mr. Clark.
Hello.
Mr. Clark, I'm terribly sorry, but Mr. Aldrich wonders whether he couldn't phone you a little later. He apparently just cut himself or something.
Yes, I know all about it.
What's that?
When is he going to call me?
Now, Mr. Clark, I don't know what it is you want to discuss with Mr. Aldrich, but I'm sure you'll hear from him later.
Very well, then.
Goodbye, Mr. Clark, and thank you so much for calling.
Goodbye.
Well, my gracious.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
Mother, has anyone phoned and asked for either me or Homer in the last hour?
No, dear. Where have you two boys been?
Why, just over to town and around.
You've been over to town?
Yes. And look, Mother, when Father comes home this evening, could you tell him I'll be having dinner at Homer's?
At my house, Henry? I'm not even going to be there.
Henry, your father's already home.
Oh, he is? Now?
He most certainly is. And you might as well know, dear, I'm very much disappointed in your attitude about cleaning up the backyard. I don't believe you've even touched that rake all day.
But, Mother, I thought... Gee, where are you going?
I'm going to see who's at the front door.
Alice!
Oh, boy. Look, let's go up to my room.
Okay, let's go right on up to the attic.
Alice!
Yes, Sam, come into the front door and love to see you.
Who is it? Is it Clark?
No, dear. The man from the bicycle shop.
What's that? The bicycle shop?
Yes, dear, and he says he has something you'll be very glad to get.
He has? He has? Is that a load off my mind? Alice, here's what I've been meaning to tell you, but somehow I couldn't.
Sam, I think you'd better go to the front door.
Yes, Alice, but here's what happened. I borrowed Henry's bicycle and lost it.
You what?
But, Alice, don't you understand? The fellow's found it. There isn't anything to worry about.
Well, where did he find it?
I don't know. That's what I'm going out and ask him. Hello there, Mr. Sparrow. I'm certainly glad to see you.
Well, here you are, Mr. Aldrich. But you thought you'd lost it.
What's that? What is this?
It's your fish. I put a newspaper around it.
I beg your pardon?
You left it right in my window. I had the darndest time finding out where the smell came from.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
Sam, is it in good condition?
Well, fairly. It smells a little.
Every bicycle? Now, dear, tell me exactly how the whole thing happened.
Well, there's going to be a lot about it that you'll find hard to believe, Alice. But first, here, take this.
Is it?
A fish. Fry it for Henry's dinner.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Sam Aldrich speaking.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Aldrich. This is police headquarters.
Yes?
I'm calling about that bicycle, Mr. Aldrich.
About the bicycle? Did Mr. Clark report that?
Who? Mr. Clark?
Is Mr. Clark down there with you?
Oh, no, sir. Why, here's what I wanted to tell you.
Well, before you tell me anything, let me tell you something. The whole thing was just a case of mistaken identity.
But, Mr. Aldrich...
I'm a lawyer, and you tell Ed Clark that if he wants to sue, to come on and serve the papers. There isn't one thing he can prove.
What's that? But, Mr. Aldrich... Mr. Aldrich, hello. Say, if these aren't your bicycles, whose are they?
What I've decided to do, Homer.
Why?
I'm going to tell my father the whole thing and get it off my chest.
Listen, Henry, if you tell your father, he'll tell my father. And I don't want to get it off my chest until I get this week's allowance.
Just the same, I'm going to tell him.
Dad!
Oh, well, look, Henry, I'm going outside.
Henry, have you seen your father anyplace?
No, Mother. As a matter of fact, I was just going to look for him.
You were?
Alice?
Yes, Sam, I'm right here. And Henry wants you for something, too. Oh,
well, Mother, I did want to see him, but I've sort of changed my mind. I'll see him a little later.
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
Where are you?
Right here, dear. I've been thinking things over, and it seems to me the sooner you tell Henry what's happened, the better.
Alice, can't you tell him for me? Frankly, I'm going to feel like 2 cents saying, Henry, I'm sorry, but I lost your bicycle.
Sam, I'm ashamed of you.
Alice, I'm not afraid to tell the boy. I just don't want to upset him just before dinner. Why not sit down and have a good meal, and then tomorrow morning, right after breakfast... Or maybe when I get home from church tomorrow noon, I'll come right out and tell him.
Sam, did you ask Henry whether you could borrow his bicycle?
You mean I should have?
Father!
Alice, is that Henry calling me?
Father?
Yes, Henry, your father's right here.
Oh, he is? Well, she was... Hello, Father.
Hello, Henry.
Did you have a nice day at the office?
Well, pretty good. That is, I wasn't at the office exactly.
No, that's quite true. Henry, I'm going to have to go out and get dinner started, and I'm sure your father has something he wants to say to you.
But, Alice...
Well, as a matter of fact, Father, I've been thinking things over and... Well, I'd like to make a confession.
You would? As a matter of fact, Henry, there's something I feel I should say to you.
But first, Father, could you please just let me finish?
Henry, I know exactly what you're going to tell me.
You do?
If you were busy with other things today and didn't have time to touch the backyard, it's quite all right with me.
It is?
How much was I going to pay you an hour for that?
Well, 15 cents you usually pay me.
15? Only 15? You ought to make me pay you 20.
Just to clean up the backyard when I didn't?
Here's $2. Now run along and forget it.
But, Father, that isn't what I was going to talk to you about.
It isn't?
No, sir. This morning... Father, what were you going to tell me?
Who, I? Oh, yes.
Yes, Father.
Well, Henry, this morning... That is what I mean to say is...
Father, do I smell fish?
Fish? Yes, you certainly do. One of these days, you and I are going fishing together.
Yes, Father. But how about this morning?
How about it?
Hey, Henry.
Homer, I'm very busy.
Hey, Henry,
come here quick. Homer, I can't. My father's going to give me a lecture.
Henry, if Homer wants you, the thing to do is go and see what it's about.
Now?
Yes, of course.
Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Homer. Gee whiz.
Dad, what did Henry say when you told him?
Well, I'll tell you, Alice.
Homer, what is it?
Homer,
gee whiz, where'd you get our bicycle?
The police just drove up with them. And boy, were they sore about something.
They were?
Sure. All they did was throw them on the grass there, and then they drove away.
Henry!
Listen, Homer, quick, get them around and back.
What for?
Gee whiz, my father's got something on his mind. And I don't want him to lecture me about leaving my bicycle on the front lawn all day.
Okay, Henry, I'll take them around.
Henry!
Yes, Father? I'm out here on the porch.
I've just been talking with your mother, Henry. And she thinks, what I mean is, I think I'd better get the whole thing off my chest.
Yes, sir.
Son, your bicycle is pretty important, isn't it? I guess if you lost it, you would know what to do, would you?
Boy, if I ever lost my bicycle, gee, I'd just never forgive myself.
Well, if you couldn't have your bicycle anymore, what would you like in place of it?
Oh, gee, I'd never be willing to sell it. I wouldn't even let it out of the garage for $1 million.
But suppose it isn't in the garage.
But it is, Father.
Oh, you think it is? Well, that brings us around to what I wanted to talk about.
Henry.
What, Homer?
I just took my bicycle out of the garage, and I'm going home.
Your bicycle?
So long, Mr. Aldrich.
Homer, wait a minute. Where'd you get that? There aren't any bicycles out in the garage.
Yes, there are, Mr. Aldrich. Henry's is out there. Mine was there a minute ago.
Father, you didn't think for 1 minute I'd be so careless to...
Now, just a minute.
What was it you were going to say, Father?
Not a thing.
Here's a note I found around and back for you.
For me?
I happen to see it tied to the rake handle.
Oh, gee whiz.
Homer, here, give me that.
But, Father, this note's for me.
Henry, you have enough to worry about without this note.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, gee whiz, here comes my father.
Sam, I got one of them.
Will Brown, where'd you get that bicycle?
It's Henry's. I took it away from Charlie Carr.
Oh,
Charlie. Does anyone have any iodine? Now, wait a minute. Homer, where did you get that bicycle?
This? Don't you remember, Father? You gave it to me 2 years ago.
Sam, you're wanted on the telephone. Mr. Clark wants to talk to you again.
I want you to stop sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and eat your dinner.
All of it, Father?
All of it.
But, Father, I don't like fish.
Charlie, the Aldriches were kind enough to send that fish over just for you. Now sit up and eat.